Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. Greece has become the first advanced economy ever to go into arrears with the International Monetary Fund. It's failed to pay back 1.6 billion euros to the IMF, and its international bailout agreement has also expired. From Brussels, Chris Morris.
This is not how international diplomacy or finance is supposed to be conducted. A series of last-minute proposals in an atmosphere of mounting chaos. At the end of a topsy-turvy day, another Greek request for an extension to its current bailout has been rejected. But there will be more exploratory talks on whether a third bailout is an achievable aim. Without one, Greece is in dire straits, cut off from all international financing and skating on dangerously thin ice. If it can't repay a debt to the European Central Bank on July the 20th, that would probably be the end. It's already failed to pay the IMF on schedule, and it's running out of options to keep it in the eurozone.
The Greek economy minister, Yorgos Tsatsakis, said the government will continue to look for solutions to the Greek problem, despite its latest bailout request being rejected. He told the BBC that he thought a solution would still be found that kept Greece within the EU.
I'm quite relaxed, because I think that what most of the time we are talking about makes sense, it's rational, it's compromising solutions, and I think that whatever else is highly dangerous, and I don't think that anybody would try to follow a very dangerous path, which is a huge cost for the Greek society and the European economy.
United States officials say the U.S. and Cuba have reached a deal to reopen embassies in Washington and Havana. The deal is a major milestone in a process which began with secret negotiations and took off last December when both presidents announced a thaw in relations. The world's biggest greenhouse gas emitter, China, has for the first time made a commitment to the United Nations to try and produce 20% of its energy from renewable sources within 5 years. Roger Harabin reports.
China's beset by pollution from the industries that have lifted the nation out of poverty. Smog closes airports, there's a war against desertification. Now China has announced its solution. It involves getting 20% of its energy from renewable sources by 2020, ensuring its emissions of carbon dioxide peak by 2030 at the latest, and increasing its forests. Previously, China considered pollution its sovereign concern. This is the first time it's made its commitments to the United Nations. It's part of the great endeavour to tackle climate change at the UN Climate Summit later this year.
World News from the BBC. The Yemeni state news agency says more than 1,000 prisoners have escaped from a jail in the central city of Taiz when it was attacked by groups of armed men. The agency said the attackers were Al-Qaeda supporters. A former Colombian paramilitary leader, Salvatore Mancuso, has been sentenced to almost 16 years in jail in the U.S. for drug trafficking. He'd been sentenced in Colombia to 8 years on charges which included torture, forced disappearances and murder. The organization he helped found, the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, is believed to be responsible for the deaths of around 11,000 people. His lawyer said he had received a reduced sentence in the U.S. after providing valuable information about the activities of other paramilitaries. The governor of California, Jerry Brown, has signed a new law requiring all children in the state to be vaccinated against measles from next year. Previously, parents were allowed to refuse immunization for their children for personal reasons. It follows an outbreak of measles at Disneyland, which affected more than 100 people. America was declared free of measles 15 years ago, but health officials say increasing numbers of parents were declining the vaccination, driven by fears of possible side effects. The Hollywood stars Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have announced that they are to divorce after 10 years of marriage. From LA, here's Peter Bowes.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner met on the set of the film Daredevil in 2003. They married 2 years later. Their children are aged 9, 6 and 3. In their joint statement, they say the decision to divorce has been made after much thought and careful consideration. We go forward with love and friendship for one another, and, they say, a commitment to co-parenting their children, whose privacy they ask to be respected during this difficult time.
BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。